When you wake me early in the morning, I'll say yes at the going down of the same. I'll say yes to your will, and I'll say yes to your way. I'll say yes, oh yes, 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 Lord.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is.
Merry Christmas, family, and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall, and today on Spoken in Love, and this is actually part 7, I have my daughter with me, Jordana Randall Cunningham.
JRC in the house.
And we are going to have a conversation as we continue to reflect and renew at the end of the year, as we prepare to move into the next phase of where we're headed as the body of Christ and as a member of the body of Christ. So we're going to open up with prayer and then we'll just jump right in. Jordana, would you?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we have in you. I thank you that we are always one with you and that you are always with and in and through and around us, God. So I thank you for this time. I thank you that you just be with us as we speak words of encouragement and truth and life to those who are listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Last week, I put forth the question, why do you think, or have you given any thought to why God is allowing all that we're seeing in the world and in our country during this time? What is this saying to us? Do we understand what trials and challenges and confrontation does in terms of preparing us to move forward, and how it challenges us in moving forward, and how we think and how we believe, how we interact with one another? So I am going to start there first, because I think that we are being challenged, especially as well, those of us who say that we are followers of Christ and we know the Word of God. And what is it saying to us in this time, in these times, the unrest that we're seeing, the division, the hatred, the challenges of COVID, and how people are responding in this COVID environment, and the fact that we can't even come together in a shared struggle and unite ourselves and move forward together, knowing that our actions not only impact ourselves, but we're also impacting each other. Jordana, what are your thoughts at this moment?
Wow. Well, you've said a lot and brought up a really big issue. I don't even know where to touch, because the one thought I had was humans being human. I don't think that this is anything different than anything that has happened over the centuries that humans have been on the planet. I think it just looks different because of where we are with, you know, technology and with how many people are on the planet and with all of the things that we have done to the planet at this point. And I think there, you know, there has always been from the very beginning, there has always been a divide and division. There's always been in different cycles unrest. And it just, of course, it just looks different because we're in 2021 as opposed to, you know, 1776 or, you know, 801 BC, right? But it really is, for all of us, for those who use the term Christians or those who use any other term, if you are a human being living in this time, it's really just an opportunity to wake up and to really take stock of not only where you are and where I am personally, but where we are as a human race. And then to really try and ask those big questions about what does this mean, and what is my place, and is there greater purpose to this? I think so many times we just move through life and without struggle and without, you know, trials and tribulations, as Christians like to say, we kind of just float from one thing to the next. And the opportunity that you have as a human being living through struggle is to ask those bigger questions and to dig a little deeper.
As you were talking, I was thinking how in this particular time in the body of Christ, we have done a lot of focusing on the individual, the growth in within the individual. And at some point, I think we need to focus on the fact that, you know, we are a body, that we are connected, that we are united. And not only because I think most Christians think in terms of, well, I'm connected to other Christians, because that's the body of Christ, where they don't realize that the whole human race is, we're connected to each other. And you can tell that we're connected because we're impacted by the things that we do on this planet. And so when we're dealing with how we treat the planet, that's impacting everyone. We're all dealing with toxic waste and water issues, our oceans being filled with plastic. All of those things are impacting all of us. We're all here together. And what it makes me think about is what we talked about earlier, is that we don't think that we are all connected. The scriptures tell us that everything was made by Christ. It all flowed out of Christ, and Christ is what holds all things together. And so then you have to, based on that scripture, you have to realize that everything here that exists, it came out of Christ.
Mm-hmm. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Right. what I want to do next is read this scripture about the body. No. Before I get to that one about the body, I want to read, because Jordan and I, we've been talking about a lot of things in terms of looking at not just where the world is, but where the body is, and how the body of Christ is dealing with the same things as what we call the world, because we separate ourselves from the world. And I don't think we clearly understand how to live that scripture that says we're in it, but not of it, and what that really means. Because we have used that scripture as a way to separate ourselves and to judge others and to put this divide among us. But anyway, let me read the scripture. Matthew 7, 1 through 5 says, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." So I just want to zoom in on this word hypocrite, because usually when we use the word hypocrite, I don't know that we fully understand its origin. And I just discovered that the Greek word that the Greek root word where hypocrite, our word hypocrite, comes from, it just means an actor. It means that we're not being real. And what I find in the body of Christ, we say things and we say we believe things, and yet we operate another way. We say we're following Christ until we want to follow our own agenda. How I see how we are all operating, because we're all in this together, so we can't pull ourselves out of it. We are all part of this equation that's taking place right now. And what I see is that the body of Christ is not, at least the body of Christ, the organized body of Christ, is not addressing this log that is in our eye. But yet we want to address what we see in our brother's eye in the world. And because we're not addressing the log that's in our eye, that we are unable to properly address or help or lead those in the world, because we have become like hypocrites. How we even deal with pro-life.
I think one of the big issues with, you know, Western religion is what you touched on early, is that it has become more about the individual. And so because we are in this very individualized and self-focused religious mindset, it sets the stage for what Western religion looks like today. And it's us against them, you know, it is we are better than them because they think this, but we believe this, so we are right and they are wrong. And with respect to, you know, the log and the speck, it is that we aren't really operating in love. We say it and it's a cute term, but everything about some of the biggest issues that Western religion stands on has nothing to do with love. It's really about we're right on this issue, you're wrong, and it's a lot of hate and vitriol. And so until we actually let go of our own agendas and let go of basically the ego and pride that we have in our Western religious beliefs, we won't be able to then properly address a hurting and dying world.
And I think it's also interesting that at this time that as a country, because we've been such a proud and arrogant country that, you know, we are just the supreme example of what a democracy is, that we are this great example of a Christian country. And all of that is being exposed, that we are not really what we say we are. And that is being exposed on the worldwide stage. And I believe it's all a necessary exposure, because there are things that we have not looked at and addressed. Like, we haven't really addressed the division within the body of Christ and how we allow theology and doctrine to separate us, and how we even allow color or ethnicity to separate us, and we have not really come together, and how in our little local groups we like to claim that we've got all of the truth and that our way is the right way. So we've got all these little groups of churches, church organizations, I will say, that are claiming to have the right, that they're right, and they've got the right teaching, they've got the right theology, they've got the right doctrine. And yet, whatever this theology or this doctrine is, you're not seeing God's love being expressed through it. Because what you're seeing is the judgment and the criticism and the division is what we're seeing. We're only coming together if we're in our own little group where we're all thinking the same way and we're all believing the same thing. And we don't know how to come together with people who don't believe the way we believe. We haven't developed the tools, the spiritual tools, that would allow us to come together with someone who doesn't believe the way we believe. And I think that we are being challenged to move to that next place. And all these things that are happening is part of our evolution as a race of beings. The other scripture I want to read is in 1 Corinthians, and it talks about the body. It describes, it compares the body of Christ with the physical body. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and starting in verse 12, it says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body." So I'm going to close up here and just challenge all of us to begin to realize how important we all are as a collective in this world. And the thing that is going to hold us together is our ability to love. And God has given us this ability because he has placed his spirit on the inside of us. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross and he dealt with the sin of the world, he has taken care of all of that. And we just need to wake up and see that God has brought us, has drawn us back unto himself. We come into this world that is plagued with so many thoughts and so many negative spirits. We have to fight through, in the sense that not a physical fight, but a mental battle to get back to our real selves. Because once we enter this world, we immediately get exposed to what people think about us. It starts with our parents. They look at us and they have certain thoughts about us, or they have certain expectations about what we will be, and that will influence how we are being raised and what the things that we're being exposed to. And depending on how free they are, it will also flow down to us, and we experience a little more liberty than maybe someone else who was born into a family where there's a lot of bondage that's going on. But the Lord has made a way, and he did it through his son, and it was established before the worlds were founded. The lamb was slain. We are part of God, and we're never separated from him. And that goes for all of us. Some of us are aware that we're connected, and there are those of us who walk around unaware that they live, move, and have their being in God, and they walk blindly through this world, and they struggle through. But for those of us who can see, and who have experienced, not that we're completely free, because we're all pressing toward that mark, but we're not completely free, but the freedom that we have obtained, that we can share that freedom with others and not share bondage, not try to put people under the bondage that we've found ourselves free from. Let's not pass that on, and let's continue to love each other, even in the most toughest moments. Love never fails. That's the one thing that will never fail us, is love. And so I want to encourage you at the end of this year, 2021, even though we know it's just a calendar year, it's just something that we've created for our society. You know, because every country has a calendar and they're operating on different calendars. And so we have this calendar that we're operating on. But all we have is now, like this moment right now. Make the most of this moment right now. Tomorrow is not here. Yesterday doesn't exist anymore. But what you have is now. And learning how to be present in that now, to be fully present, and to understand that God is present with you right now, and what he has for you is present with you right now. As you begin to understand that it is his perfect love that will drive out whatever fear, anxiety, and worry that you are in right now, that is present, that is available to you. Even in the midst of suffering, we can find liberty through the love of God. Jordan, any last words?
I would say I think the word for this season is inclusion. You use the example prior to us talking about if you know someone creates a circle that keeps you out, you just make a bigger circle that includes them. And so I think that this season is an opportunity to see how much we need each other and how much inherent value other people have. And so, you know, create a bigger circle, include others, find ways to include others, not exclude others, and we'll find ourselves better off for it.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us during this hour. Tomorrow night is Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be blessed. Be especially kind to your family members and your loved ones when you gather with them. Extend the patience that God has extended to you and placed on the inside of you to your family members. And know that love is the only way. It says God is love. The scriptures tell us that God is love. And when we love, we're in God. So anyone who loves is in God because God is love. God bless you. Merry Christmas. And until next week. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.